This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Info, and today I'm joined by Superintendent Charles Olsky from Johnson County School District. Hello, Charles.
Good morning. No, good afternoon.
Yeah, very nice to see you again.
Yes.
And also, two ladies from Compass, Dimitra Dugal. Nice to meet you. And also Kim Pope. And Kim, you're well known in this community. And in fact, I think we've been parents together
in
grades for several years. So we're going to talk today about the Parent Liaison Program, which is a program which is for K through 5. Dimitra, could you just explain what the program is?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, I just want to stress that this is a program that's been in existence for nearly 30 years. It started by a nonprofit called Thrive in Bozeman, Montana, and was based on a lot of evidence that showed that when parents are engaged with their kids' education, those children are more successful in school. And so our mission is to create strong partnerships between families and schools for the success of children in the classroom.
So when you say engaged, what does that really mean? Does that mean that you are taking your kid to school and maybe being part of a classroom event at some time? What does engagement really mean?
I mean, engagement is different than involvement. I mean, it is showing up, but it's checking in with the teacher, looking at homework in the backpack, building that relationship with the school, and really partnering with the school and getting to know the teacher and talking about your child. It's not just showing up at an event or bringing cookies. It's really getting down to the nuts and bolts of the educational piece of school. Not just, I mean, you might be working full-time and you can't show up and volunteer in the classroom. That's not what we're talking about, even though those are very valuable things for parents to do. Parents can be engaged without being necessarily at the school all the time, if
so
that makes sense.
It's not about devolving responsibility for your child's education and the success of your child just to school. It's actually taking an active part in that and being interested and looking at what's going on and talking about it on an individual basis with the teacher.
Absolutely, and even just establishing some routines at home that help support their education. Maybe it's establishing bedtime routines or morning routines or reading to your child or doing things outside of school. There are many things we can do as parents outside of school that support their education inside of school as well.
So Charles, you've been in education a very long time. Well, I don't mean too long.
No, you are correct.
No, but you have. Is this a new concept in education? I mean, you say, Dimitra, that the program's been around for 30 years or so. But is this a new, this sense of collaboration, a partnership between parent and school?
I would agree. I mean, since COVID, I think it's become more evident that there needs to be collaboration. The doors were kind of closed with communities and parents during COVID. So it's re-looking at how we're doing things. But looking at other successful districts, which you know I commonly do, is in Sheridan too, this was very successful. It's not creating a Band-Aid. It's moving upstream. We're doing it early. We're connecting parents. All parents have a possibility to connect through their resources with the school and the community. So that collaborative effort is probably a new approach that we're going to see a lot more across the nation. However, Thrive has been doing this for 35 years, so I do want to emphasize this is not something that was just pulled off the shelf in the last 3 or 4 years and we're going through an experimental phase. This is research-based. It's been successful. I don't think it's just, it hasn't really taken the rubber hit the road and been very popular in the past, but it's becoming that way. So a lot of people are looking at these programs similar to this, especially just in the day and age we are with the social, emotional, and some of the struggles that are happening. So I think you're going to see more of a trend with this, and it's new to Johnson County. I mean, let's be real. When I had this conversation 3 years ago, people are going, well, why do we even need this? This sounds like a fluff thing. I mean, I'm just being honest. They thought it was a fluffy thing.
Well, it sounds a little bit like education may have got out of its lane a little to some people.
But I think successfully, if we want to as a community to do what's best for our kids, that's where the collaborative piece that I brought in. I mean, it's not just with Compass. You're correct. It's a collaboration with boys and girls. It's a collaboration doing TAC 1 with law enforcement. I mean, all of these different entities that we as a community, because of our size, have the ability to do these resources, which honestly has a bigger impact, I think, than most people think. And this one, I've, from day one, this has been something I feel it's important. And we're starting to see the success of that. And the ultimate goal is to create a culture where this is the non-negotiable, that we see the importance of this, because it's about catching kids and parents and connecting them early in school and with the community and resources, which the end result will be, the end result is going to be a positive impact on kids. So
Dimitri, you explained the concept.
Mm-hmm.
Kim, you are delivering it.
I'm trying.
Yes.
Working
and,
hard
I mean,
at that.
You're relatively new to this,
yes.
But you have a long background in at Compass and of helping families, and indeed you're a parent yourself. And how does this actually work in practice, and who is it for?
It is for all parents. It's for all families. And that's the best part about this, because the parent liaison program is meant to support the families, support the school, help with community resources, and parent, what I like to use is enrichment, because we all parents can use enrichment. Education, when I say parent education, gets a little formal, so I like enrichment because we're all looking to get something better. So it's for all families. I work in the schools, so I spend a day in each school here, and I reach out to the teachers. I have a meeting each week with the principal and the school counselor, and I get names and I reach out. I'll be making a lot of welcome calls to all the new third graders coming in, to all the new kindergarten families coming in, and then any new families we have. And just letting them know who I am and what I do. I've already, today was open house, so I've met a lot of new families. We have several new ones in our district, and that's great. And so I'm excited to really get to know them and work with them and hopefully bring some support, because we know, as a mom, I know how important my relationship was with the school. And I know it can make or break a child for their school. And so that's what I want to be, is that person in between that says, come on, we can do this together.
So what kind of, I mean, we're talking very general terms here.
Yep.
What sort of issues are you trying to address?
Could be anything where the parent feels like, I'm struggling here. Or a great example was the morning routine. Lots of parents struggle in the morning. I can't get my kid out of bed, my kid doesn't want to get dressed, and I can say, do you want some ideas? And we can work through that. Maybe their child is not wanting to eat lunch. What's going on in the lunchroom? Let's look at this from a school and family perspective of what's going on and how can we get the little one to then eat lunch. It could be anything out there.
So does it always come out of a behavior?
Not always. Sometimes it comes out as a need, which is why we get behaviors.
People are struggling. Many people are struggling now. There's a housing shortage. You know, it's harder and harder to kind of make ends meet. Are you saying that issues are escalating?
I don't know if they're escalating or parents and families are more open to ask for help.
I would agree with that.
We've taken the stigma away of that we all need support at some point in time in our life. So we're taking that away. But what we also know is families who are struggling financially are in survival mode. And so the importance of reading to their child every night or looking in that backpack, they're less important. Getting something on that table is way more important. So if we can help get them past that and get them the resources they need out of that, then we're going to see them be able to engage more.
So what can you actually provide?
So there's a lot of things in Johnston County. There's a lot of different resources out there that I can have the conversations with and help them. There's a little bit of funding through Compass Center for Families that we can also, if they qualify, get them some support that way too. And it can be, you know, rent or utilities or gas and food. And a lot of it is just the verbal support of, I'm here, call me. Things are tough. Call me and let's see if we can walk this together. And how great that is. As a parent, when I walked alone, I felt so hopeless. And when I was able to come with my school and walk together, how great that was and how hopeful I felt for myself and my family and my children's education.
Because parenting doesn't come with a manual.
No.
and you don't get a puppy dog, you get a child.
Yeah.
And they don't always do what you hope or want them to do.
Very seldom.
And that can be quite challenging.
Yes.
Sometimes. And yes. So do you find that there are sort of clusters of things that you can actually do that make transformation? How do you measure success? You talked about success, Charles. How do you measure it?
How do I measure it?
How is success? How do you feel that this program is successful? How would you say yes?
So it comes to the numbers she's going to describe here. How many families we're reaching out to? How many families are communicating back? And then over a period of time, then we'll start looking at attendances and different things. But right now, it's based on the data they present to us, how many families they're actually working with, and that's the data that we're going to continue to watch. I don't want to misspeak, but from my understanding, when we're talking with Thrive, the number of people we've reached in that first year for a startup program is pretty phenomenal. So that shows the work that these guys are doing is going to impact that. So
reaching a family is one thing. Reaching them in a meaningful and constructive way is another. How do you assess that?
Oh, we compile lots of data, I want to assure you. And if anyone has any questions, please aware. I'm very transparent with the school district and with all of our stakeholders and partners of what this data is, and I'm happy to share that with you. Yes, there is, Kim talked earlier about a welcome call, which goes out to many families. And so some families, last year, for example, 155 calls were made to parents just to say, hi, how are you doing? And she's an ambassador for the school district and for the community, to make people feel welcome at home. And some parents don't feel comfortable calling the school to find out, and so she can find out a lot of information that way. But there are families that need ongoing support, and last year there were 31 families that worked with their liaison three or more times, so that's what we consider ongoing, and that represents 69 children who are K through 5 in this district. So that's a pretty big number.
I mean, that's a very large proportion of a single grade, isn't it, Charles?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that can have, I mean, if you're impacting productively on one child, that probably impacts their whole classroom and the cohort. Would that be fair to say?
It does. And I'm going to just throw this out there, is these families also talk to other families. So it might not be a recording of what this is, but hey, did you hear about this? So, I mean, just the fact we're working with families, they talk with each other. And so that extends beyond that. So those numbers are pretty phenomenal to me, but you take what I call the ripple effect with that piece, and it's even more. So if we're talking 69 kids, or even if it's 30 families, you can easily say you're reaching 90 to 100 families just through communication. So there's a ripple effect with how this works too.
So how do you communicate, Kim, with a family that is connected to you and you know, you mutually agree that there is something that you can probably help
Charles
with.
Charles holds the door open.
And I run out the school.
I heard about that this morning.
So do you meet, is it a structured program? How does it work?
So we will do email, we will do text, we will do phone calls, I will do in person. Some parents who are struggling even to walk into the school, because for some parents, school wasn't a positive for them. So coming into the school now with their children is even harder. So I'll meet them outside of the school and say, meet me for a cup of coffee, come to the Compass office. And so I will reach them however it takes to reach them. Because for me, these two are the numbers, these two are the data, mm-hmm. I'm the relationship.
Okay.
And so my outcome is, did I build relationships today? Did I build connection, and did I start to build trust? Because that's where the change is going to be able to happen, is when I do those steps.
So just to paint a picture here, and I'm not a very good artist, but I do want to speak to this. So at the elementary this morning, when we were doing and parents were walking in, you have Kim standing at the door, plus you have our early childhood liaison, and there was nothing but a positive vibe there. I mean, we are meeting and greeting and creating relationships there. And so this is starting. So even with those two people being key at the door, it's a pretty friendly relationship. And
how can you be sure that you're meeting the people you really need to meet, though? Because there may be parents who are...
But you're starting to connect. You're starting to hand out that stuff and say, hey, here's the availability. this is what we have. And I'm a huge advocate, and you know this just as well as anybody, is it's about relationships. So it might be just simply a smile and saying, hey, I'm here for you, and then you start connecting through that entire process. So, and they have other ways of knowing when parents, any parent's struggling, just through other programs and connections and who they are. So that's what's really nice about this program.
And it can take time to build these relationships. You know, over time, sometimes the data grows because it takes time to build trust with people. And, you know, that's why it's important that Kim's calling all kindergarten parents. And maybe tomorrow she calls and she gets shut down. Like, nope, you know, because people are private. I understand that. A lot of people are private. But when she keeps showing up every day and treating them with dignity, respect, and she has an open mind and listens to them, that goes a long way. We've seen, I mean, just since you started back in April, I've seen you grow relationships in just 3 months. And these are people that might say, oh, she's tough, they'll never talk to you. We've got a parent whisperer here, Kim. She's, you know, but I just think by listening and being open and giving people opportunities to ask questions, and that, you know, we're always pro school and supporting that relationship, but really just being who you are.
So how do teachers feel about this, Charles? It's for K through 5 right now. Are teachers engaged?
Well, I'm going to start out 3 years ago that was like, oh, who's this guy and what's he bringing to the table? And now I think it's represented very well. I think they've identified the why, which is what we talk a lot about in leadership, is when we lead, and I'm just as much a part of that team as everybody else, is understanding why we're doing this. And when you have a resource to support kids through their parents at home or know they're struggling, you're going to see those resources. So we survey them. She has some survey information.
I have a little data. Of course, we do.
But their overall perception, I think it's now that they understand the why, I think it's been well received.
So obviously, you talked about being upstream, and if you can reach children at a younger age, you can probably set them on a better course. Would this be a program that would expand beyond fifth grade?
If I had my way and all the money and resources, yes. In Sheridan County, for the first 5 years, it was K through 5. And then after that, they got some funding for the junior high school, where I served as a liaison. I would love to see the program grow, but really this early intervention is, I think it's key. And I know that people will see the value of this program as it grows. We surveyed staff last year, and it was 92% said that they would recommend this program of the people who responded in K through 5. And we've already gotten some inquiries at the, you know, middle school level. Hey, are you going to have a parent liaison at our school? So word of mouth, Charles. I think, you know, parenting is hard, like we've said a lot of times. And kids' struggles don't get smaller as they grow up. You know, it's a very complex world. And so I would love to see that. But right now we are grateful for the program that we have right now. We have the right people in the right places. Kim is in those building, making relationships with staff and with families, and I hope it continues to grow.
So that leads me neatly in, thank you, Demetra, into the money. I mean, Charles, how much is this costing?
So basically, we paid, started this out, let's go back in history, this was funded through ESSER funds. So,
and ESSER funds, for those people who I'm familiar, because we've talked about this quite a lot, but ESSER funds is basically what we would call COVID money.
Absolutely, that's a better way to put it. But as you know, COVID funds have gone away, resources. But since day one, the success of this program has been on a collaborative effort between the communities. So it's been funded and supported in conjunction with the school district. So I can say right now, through the grants that we've received, and they have been proactive in going out and seeking within the community, it's costing us $10,000 right now a year. And the rest of it's being funded through a grant. And if I'm correct in putting my figures together, that's over the next 2.5 to 3 years that those funding is available for. So the original cost to it, when you ask that, is between 80 and 90,000 is kind of the overall cost. But again, majority of that, if you put the figures or the percentage, majority of that is funded through grants that they've been very successful in going out and working with in the community. And that's what's made this program work in others, because it's a community, it's a collaborative effort. And that amount that we're spending right now could even get less if we get some more grants, which we're seeking. But again, it's kind of having skin in the game, to be honest with you. So having skin in the game, we meet once a month. We go over things. We talk about where we're at. There's a training piece that goes along with that. So this isn't something that, hey, you check the box and we're done and we say we're doing it. We're proactively monthly meeting and making sure the data shows that we're actually doing an impact, which comes back to our whole new, what do you want to say, our new strategic plan. If you look at goal 3, is looking at that goal 3 of really making sure that we are spending our money and what we're doing is effective with kids. So this all leads into this. This is not just a checkbox to feel good. We actually look at the data where there actually is some, they have probably one of the highest accountability structures. They expect this to work well.
They being Compass.
Compass, yeah. And Thrive. I mean, mm-hmm. They have a high set of standards. Let's not come in and just say this is a feel-good organization.
We're that too.
Well, you are, but they have a high set of expectations that this will be successful, and it's my job to support it.
So we're talking about a program here that essentially is helping people who may not be doing as well as they could be doing. Some people may feel that there's a stigma attached to that. What about things like confidentiality? You say that you are assessing everything. That means it's written down and it's recorded and discussed and so on. What about confidentiality? And you may be talking to people when they're vulnerable.
I know nothing of who they visit with, yeah, other than numbers.
Do you find that that's an issue, Kim?
Confidentiality through Compass is always. Mm-hmm. And so we stick to our confidentiality statement, and I tell families, I will not talk to anybody outside of what we're talking about unless you give me permission. And so I have to have that permission first. I go as far as to explain to families, I'll see you in the grocery store. I won't approach you. If you come up and talk to me and say hello, I'm going to talk to you. But lots of people know where I work, so, and there has been that stigma. So I don't want that. So I've always given the parents that opportunity to, they see me in public, to go the other way and not say anything. So we're sticklers with confidentiality.
Absolutely.
And as far as even our agreement with the school district, you know, Kim and I, or Compass has records of clients, but that is not directly shared with the school district.
At
we
all.
Share none, zero, zilch. We share some numbers. Even if I'm going to share a story, say for the trustees,
yeah,
I, even though I won't use the family's name, I will still ask them, is it okay if I share this? And we'll change maybe the ages or the grades or the no one wants their business out
well,
there.
Well, and we live in a small community.
Someone can,
and you can piece together some things, maybe, or think you can anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an issue. Is there anything else that you would like parents to know about this program before we wrap up?
It's for everybody.
Yes.
Can't emphasize that enough. Yeah.
We do work with all families. And I mean,
yeah,
we were saying this before we went rolling, but parenting is hard and every parent struggles. And so much of this, yes, some need outside resources, but some people just don't have, they don't, in a small community, it's hard to trust sometimes your neighbors to talk about what's really happening with your kids. You know, especially in this age of social media, everyone posts when it's honor roll or my kid did this. No one says, oh yeah, my kid got an MIP, let's post that. Or my child, you know, got kicked out of school for the third time this week and punched a kid, or any of those things. There's still stigma. I mean, we're proud, we're parents, and I just think, yes, that all families is key, and you will receive non-judgmental support and a listening ear. And if that's all you want, that is great too. We always ask parents permission, would you like to hear ideas or would you like another resource? It's, I mean, parents love their kids, schools love those kids, and if we can get them to both see that together, we're all in it for these kids and their education, and we're all on the same page, because we are, that's why we're here.
Yeah, And I guess another point that I'd like to, because after just talking about it, actually the light just came on. This is a free resource. There's no cost to any parents just to reach out. So please understand that we say that a lot, and you know I ramble a lot too, but once we talk about the funding piece, I want to come back. I'm going to be very clear to all parents. This is a free resource to all parents at any point or time. And if they don't know how to get a hold of them, then just reach out to the school, or it's very easy to find what has been sent out. But this is a free resource for everybody, and I'm excited about it. And the next point that I would want to make is if there's rumors out there, let's eliminate those rumors and just call these guys up and say, hey, what do you really do? And, you know, we're dealing with people. We're in the people business. And people business is just as hard as raising kids. So the best way to do it is not get caught up in the gossip and say, hey, what can this do for me? Because the confidentiality is there. It's free. And you know what? It might be a one-time phone call and you feel good about it, but it might be multiple. And that's okay. Please understand, there's nothing comes to Charles as a superintendent. Be very clear, other than numbers, how many phone calls we made and things like that. But behind this, I support this 100% because I know this will have a positive impact. And I'm not looking at the data piece. We're looking to raise our scores through the roof. I'm looking for parents to be connected in school, which the data shows once they're connected, kids are going to have an opportunity to be more successful. And that's the ultimate goal. Because I've heard that comment. Well, show me the test scores. This isn't about test scores. This is about people. It's about the connections with kids and creating what our strategic plan says, a thriving opportunity for kids to be successful. You know, it comes back to our guest speaker, too. It's that there's a lot of stress and people that care. And when there's different things, here's the program that can help people realize they are human. And they're not the only ones going through these struggles. I think sometimes we wrap around our minds as, man, we're the only people struggling. And I got to tell you, you're not alone. And if I can get people in the community and parents to realize you're not alone, and it's okay to ask for some support, okay? And then we're winning. That's my idea. And you know I like to win. So the winning on this end is getting people connected and understanding that they're okay.
Well, thank you very much, everybody, for explaining what the Parent Liaison Program is. Kim, I hope you're very busy in the nicest possible way. And Demetra, thank you, and Charles as well. Thank you so much for explaining the Parent Liaison Program.